Hey guys, welcome to Tangents Gaming Podcast. My name is Toby, and thank you for staying with me over this last week, where my kids decided they had the right to stay home because it was Easter holiday, which, wasn't a bad thing. Things have happened, good, bad. You just gotta run with it. In the next little while, you'll be noticing a little bit of a change with how everything's set up. Once I get more confirmation, I will have kind of a breaking news episode, which I will more or less break down and kind of invite you to stage two of Tangents Gaming Podcast. But today, what we're going to do is we're going to sit down and we are going to talk a little bit about the XSN Sports game, which was a brand company for the original Xbox that was released in 2003. This was probably one of the best companies on the original Xbox, and it allowed us to play some of our favorite games online. Because EA Sports was being an absolute jackass to Xbox and basically had online features when it came to the PlayStation 2, but not with Xbox. For example, if you wanted to play hockey online, it wasn't even in the near picture. But with XSN, we had NHL Rivals 2004, which was online, and at that time, that was one of the best hockey games ever created. Blew NHL 04 out by EA. It was online compatible. There was a lot of things to it that EA never had. And EA, it just wasn't the same. When it went from 03 to 04, they had the whole dynasty mode. They had this, they had that. They tried overdoing it without perfecting it before, like releasing it, where Rivals was plain simple, it was fun online. We had a group of guys that we would play nightly just because it was that much fun. Also, with this brand, there were seven games that was released: AMP2, Lynx 2004, NBA Inside Drive, NFL Fever, Rally Sport Cross 2, and Top Spin. Some of these games I would have never bought, but ever since XSN created them, I knew that they were going to be good, so I had to buy it. Lynx Golf was incredible. I played that game so much, and even one of my friends, who is a professional golfer, loved that game. It wasn't overboard. There wasn't a whole lot of hoopla to it. It was just, kind of the quiet game that you could sit down and play and enjoy. Same thing with Top Spin Tennis. Like, I would have never ever thought that I would love the tennis game. But when it came to this, it was probably top of the line fun for a tennis game. The only other tennis game that I actually played was with Sonic and his friends. With Top Spin, it was fun. It was so fun, I even bought it from Power Up Gaming. Rally Sport Challenge 2. Rally Sport, it was one of those games that I slowly started getting into. And one of the fondest memories is my buddy came over. He wanted to try it online. It's like, are you sure? He goes, yeah. All right. Got him online. He started playing it. He was sucking. He was like last place out of 15. You could hear the guys on the other end talking away, making fun of him. I hop on next race and boom, first, second, third, just right in that area. Between first and third, podium finishes. Next, you know, one guy's like, holy crap, so-and-so's doing awesome. How is he going from last to basically first? So I start laughing. It's like, simple. Different driver. It was just absolutely insane how fun that game was. And one of these days, I'm going to buy it again. And yeah, NHL Rivals was great. It was fun. NFL Fever, never played it. I wasn't really big into football back in the day. It was more or less hockey and a few other sports. NBA, could care less. Amp 2, when it came to that particular sport, I wanted to get into snowboarding, but I never. I just didn't have the balance, the patience, or even the time to actually learn. I was going to be given a snowboard game back in the day, but when I said I didn't like snowboarding, they switched up and got me something else. In reality, would XSN take out or put in a spot for sports? I really do think so. I think that they would have moved into second place if they kept with what they had planned. Oh, hell. If 2K kept with what they were doing, they could have been probably number one. But of course, Electronic Arts, as big as they are, buying up all these little companies, it just kind of ruined them. And rumor was that the only reason why Microsoft decided to start XSN was because EA knew the Xbox had online capabilities, but they never actually took it for granted. What they'd rather do was put their money into PlayStation, because, you know, PlayStation 2, it's the second version. They already seen the sales of the first. People were going to go second. So they put their money into the PS2. Microsoft got pissed off. They started XSN. Then after that 1 year, rumor has it that they approached Microsoft and said, okay, let's make a deal. You stop with XSN, debunk it, close it down, and we'll start making online games for you. And of course, Microsoft looked at them and said, sure, let's do it. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's kind of weird, especially after XSN disappeared and EA went online with Xbox. So I don't know if it is true, but it kind of seems a little suspicious if you ask me. But why would you ask me? I have no idea. But I really do wish that XSN would have come back after all these years and kept producing games. Even with, say, Madden, it's to the point where people are getting pissed off. With these exact people, you got to look at them and say, what else do you want and what else do you expect when Madden has been around since, what, like mid-90s? You only can go so far with gameplay and graphics and stuff like that. Like, then if you add a little thing and if somebody doesn't like it, they're going to bitch and complain. And if there's going to be that many people bitching and complaining, they're going to take it out. I know that Electronic Arts tried something with skating and people hated it, so they took it out. I don't know. It's weird. Maybe XSN should have teamed up with 2K and really destroyed Electronic Arts when it comes to games like this. Oh well, it is what it is. Alright guys, I'm going to let you go, but yeah, XSN. It closed before it could get traction, and I really do think that it could have made a huge difference in the gaming community. All right. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to email me at tangentsgamingpod@gmail.com or tangentsgaming189 across social media. Until next time, guys, thank you for tuning in, and I will catch you next time.